Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and I have another question that came into our website, Learberg.com, to our Ask Cindy portal on the front. I say this every time, you don't have to be a customer of Learberg to ask us a question. This is a good question and probably a pretty common issue with a lot of people that are new dog owners, and especially with people that get rescue dogs and bring them into their home, and they don't have the experience and knowledge to understand how to manage a dog. This is an issue of some people that have dogs that jump up on strangers when they come to the house. And really, it's not about training, it's more about management. And I'll talk about it because it's not a long question, but it's got good answers that go with it. I have two dogs, a boxer and a German Shepherd. I'm having issues with the dogs wanting to jump on people to greet them. They're pretty good with obedience command and are e-collar trained, but what's a good way to train them to stop jumping on people outside or inside the house? It's really a simple common sense thing. I'll start by saying we stop our puppies from jumping up on us at a very young age. We redirect them off of us onto something else. If a puppy's jumping on us, we'll have our treat bag there, the puppy will be on a leash, even if it's in the house and off a leash, and we'll redirect him and toss a piece of kibble someplace else and let the dog go and get it and play with it. But with an adult dog, that can be harder to do. This starts by keeping your dogs on leash. And when someone comes to your house, don't go to the door and let your dogs jump around there and possibly charge by and go outside. Take your dogs, put them in a dog crate. If your dogs are trained to stay in an X-pen, and that takes training, but if they're trained to stay in an X-pen, put them away. Put them in another room. There's no reason that our dogs need to meet somebody that comes to the house. People that come to your house don't come there to meet your dogs. They come there to meet you. So put your dogs away so this kind of thing doesn't happen. And if you're walking your dogs outside, you should be walking them on leash, unless you're out in an area that's okay for off-leash dogs. But once again, if that's the case, you better be able to recall your dog when he's chasing a squirrel or he's chasing a rabbit. Oh, there's somebody else over here with another dog. If you can't call them back from that scenario, that dog should be on leash all the time until you teach it a reflexive recall. And what's a reflexive recall? Exactly what it means. It's kind of like touching a hot stove. Touch a hot stove, you immediately jump back. You want to get your dog so that when you say, Fido, come, no matter what he's doing, he's been called so many times and gone through so many training steps that he just reflexively turns and comes. He doesn't even think about what's over here because he knows he's got to come that way. If you don't know how to do that, I have an excellent online course that I produce, Training Your Dog to Come. There's a lot of training steps in there, but so many people underestimate how difficult it is to train a dog to come. Don't think for a second that you can go to a local 8-week class, and at the end of the 8 weeks, or the end of 10 weeks, or the end of 12 weeks, you're gonna have a reflexive recall on your dog. Your dog's not even gonna be able to come under most distractions at 8 weeks or 10 weeks. Now, this person is talking about using a remote collar. That's a bad idea for a new dog trainer to try and use a remote collar on an adult dog that they haven't trained, because it's a good way to get your dogs to bite the person they're jumping on. Because if the stimulation is so high, the dog's gonna think, this person did something to me and I don't like it. That's one scenario. There's other people that are gonna tell you, knee the dog in the chest. That's a crazy idea. It's right up there with step on the dog's back toes. When he jumps up on you, step on his back toes. That's a good way to break a toe on a dog. It accomplishes next to nothing. You're better off to take the time it takes to learn how to train your dog and to learn how to manage it correctly. We have a free online course that I did a number of years ago that's on Learberg.com on how we manage dogs in our home. Cindy and I, when we did that video, had 5 dogs in our home. Now we have 4 dogs in the home. We have a German Shepherd, and he's 4 years old. big, strong dog, and we have three little dogs, a Chihuahua, a Border Terrier, and a Shih Tzu. And I bred police service dogs and German Shepherds for 35 years, a lot of them. I had a professional breeding facility. I haven't bred dogs in 15 years. But the point is that a lot of people think that they've got to go to an obedience training class to solve all their problems, when in fact, if they learn how to manage their dog correctly by using a leash, by using X-pens, by using dog crates, you really don't have to have a dog know that much to get through life. So it doesn't mean you don't have to train them, because if they're going to be in your house and you take them off leash, then you have to have them trained. If you take them in your house on a new dog, an adult dog, and you keep them on leash in the house so they can't get into anything, so they can't go behind the couch and pee, you know how long it takes a dog to go to pee? About 3 seconds. They don't want to do it in front of you. So that's the point. This whole thing, these people that have this, they just don't know. You gotta think a little bit deeper and use some common sense when you have issues like this going on.